G'day. Thanks for joining us here at Once When I Was Cool, a podcast by two middle-aged men grumbling about life as we knew it. My name's Dave. I'm one of your hosts, and joining me through the magic of the internet is my little mate, Wee. How are you, Wee?
Yeah, g'day, Dave. I'm well, thanks. I'd like to say it's been a while between drinks, but it's only been a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well, we're sort of trying to stick to the standard of going fortnightly now. So anybody who's been listening to the most recent episodes that have been published, you'll know that they're sort of out of order, and they've been over the last 18 months. But we're starting to get into a couple now that we've actually recorded in 2023, which is good. It's currently winter, but by the time you hear this, it'll be sort of Octoberish, I think, by the way the schedule's sort of running. I managed to get a little bit of enthusiasm and finally teach myself how to edit. So you'll notice that it's not as smooth or as slick as it was when producer Simon was doing it. Producer Simon over in Tajikistan there, doing the good, spreading the good word and doing all the right things. And you know, g'day to him. Should he ever listen? I doubt he will. He's a young buck, and I don't think he's really interested in the stuff we've got to talk about. Let's face it.
Is anyone?
Well, I don't know. Probably not. But we are, and that's what I guess what counts really.
It is what counts, and that's why we're here, for the love of hearing each other speak.
Yeah. Well, hearing ourselves speak. I don't really listen to you that often, but it's touche turtle. But yes, what I'm getting at is I finally managed to teach myself how to edit, and I'm hoping that I'm getting better at it. So I do apologize if it's very soft and then blows your ears out. We're also back using the Zoom on internet, trying to just cut out a few different sorts of issues that we had with a couple of episodes.
Yeah, a little bit of new technology, using a different platform up this way. So hopefully it'll be a little bit better, a little bit smoother. I can use my hands more now.
Terrific.
A lot freer.
Yes.
It's amazing what you can do when you've got both your hands available.
Well, when I get around to it, I'll put this episode on YouTube as well, and you can see.
Oh yeah, please don't.
You can see Wee looks like a cross between a lumberjack and a wharfie at the moment. Looks like he should be unloading ships somewhere.
I'm not allowed near the docks anymore, or anywhere.
Anywhere with
in
water.
Public. Anywhere with water, in case I fall in and shrivel up and will float away.
Yes. So I guess we better get on with it. We've been going for a few minutes now, so we may as well make the most of it. So I've been listening to a few podcasts lately, and not really retro ones, more conspiracy theory podcasts and aliens and ghosts and those sorts of things. They're the sorts of podcasts I tend to listen to. And there's been a couple have come up about some things that went on in the 80s, and I just was sort of thinking about it today, and I thought, it's something we could probably cover, because I certainly remember when it was going through. And so when I was cool, we used to listen to what people called the devil's music, that being heavy metal and other sorts of things.
Yes, we did. It was a great time for that type of music if you were old enough to appreciate it, which means, I suppose, from birth through to probably 25 would have been the age range there. While we had liked it and we appreciated it, I don't think a lot of our parents really did. Really got up the nose of a lot of conservative people, a lot of religious type people. They basically thought it was the devil's music, and you know, along with that went, you know, they didn't, back in the day, they were sort of rebellious looking people with the long hair, wearing all black, playing hard heavy metal, you know, gothic sort of music, not the church music like these conservative people wanted. We thought it was great. It was suiting a lifestyle that we were going into, especially for me, skating, yourself, surfing, anyone really. You know.
Not so much in the surfing, but the music was certainly around, and they're always, like you have with everywhere, there were always kids at school that liked different sorts of music to different sorts of stuff. And to be perfectly honest, there was the odd bits and pieces when I was at school that I liked, but it wasn't until I went to uni, you know, the great corruptor, going to university, that I sort of started to branch out and listen to sort of heavier sort of music. But you know, as for the devil sort of music growing up, Catholic, as I'm sure you were as well, you sort of learnt that the devil was everywhere and you had to stay away from all the devil's vices and things like that. And there was lots of talk about it and about how the music was going to send us to our eternal damnation.
Yeah, well, it hasn't, and I fought that off, as you know, while still listening to that music now. You know, you're looking at it, even if you go through it, it's like anything. It's every generation. I look at the music that Dirk listens to, and I'm going, it just all sounds similar in terms of you know, it's all beats, sort of that electronic beat and all that sort of stuff. But I'm sure my parents.
Have you noticed that no one sings a song on their own? It's always someone featuring someone else. No one just does a song on their own anymore.
And when it's a remix, they verse someone. I'm just waiting for them to like have a 3 minute with the song in the background and then battling. You know, that would be awesome.
Is that a thing?
There's Run DMC versus Jason Nevin and people
awesome. Like that.
I love it.
Yeah, it's a great song, but I just thought it was a new song. How's it a versus anything?
I don't know. Basically, Jason Nevins and them have mixed it together. So sort of saying they're versing each other with.
So anyway, your parents would have thought.
Oh, as they did think, because my older brother was right into the heavier stuff. I'm talking about things like, you know, Megadeth, all of those type of Motorhead.
Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah, all of those type of. And can I tell you, my middle boy, he was into the real heavy stuff when he was, you know, teenage, 15, 16, going through Mudvayne.
He was a gamer as well, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Big gamer. Mm. But things like, you know, Mudvayne, Gwar, all of those type of things.
They're tremendous.
But let's just take a look at them, right? If we're looking at them and we go, what are they doing? Why are they dressed up like this? But when you look at it, look at Kiss in the 70s.
Well, I was going to
exactly the same thing.
And they said exactly the same thing about Kiss, where they said that Kiss meant for kings in Satan's service and that they were going to corrupt everybody. And, you know, it just turned out it was a couple of Jewish boys from New York who wanted to shake things up a bit.
Yeah.
And still are in their 70s.
Yeah. And if you look at people like I said, Gwar, Mudvayne, all of those really heavy type, there's a whole list of them. And I keep saying those guys because that's what my middle boy was really into. So they're the ones that really stick in my head. Mm. He had a friend that he went to school with who's in a heavy, really heavy metal band and has done some tours through Europe and stuff like that. And I can't remember the name of their band. And one of my colleagues at work, her son was an electric keyboard player in a heavy metal song. Also, I know.
Electric keyboard player.
You just,
No, well, it's funny. You know, there's
the electronica.
Yeah, but he was a keyboard player for who?
Oh, I can't remember the name of their band too, but they're pretty popular.
Good story. There was
was because I said it.
Yeah, of course. There's a heavy metal pirate band out of Scotland. Why can I not think of their names?
I don't know. You keep sending me film clips.
Yeah. No, they sing. Oh, what is their name? Terrible. Anyway, the lead singer plays a guitar, and he plays the electric guitar on stage. And then they have another keyboard player backing him up as well as a guitarist, a bass player, and one of the maddest drummers that you'll ever see. And they. They play this sort of heavy metal as well. And he goes out in a like a tank top, like shorts, no sleeve t-shirt with a kilt and a pair of like sports sandals, like Teva, you know, those Teva sorts of rafting sandals. And they're awesome. I love them. I didn't find them until I was in my late 40s, but I still do enjoy them.
Yeah.
I don't know why I told that story. Yeah, that's right. I'm a little disappointed that I don't remember.
Not like the listener.
No.
I'm disappointed as them.
So anyway, what did your parents think about the music you listened to?
Oh, they had it. Because although my older brother was into the really heavy stuff, I didn't mind quite a bit of that as well, but I was more into the hip hop and stuff like that as well. So it was a bit of a mix. I have a very sort of eclectic collection and love different music. But you know, there was always the, do you listen to this? It was a bit naughty too to listen to those music, that music, because it had that naughty sort of connotation around it, like it's the devil. Like, you know, when you look at people like Megadeth and all that, the type of t-shirts and you know, Judas Priest, you know, those type of guys, Iron Maiden, Saxon, all of those guys, you know, you're looking at them and you're going, the merchandise they had, it was always black and they always had big skull heads on it, like Megadeth and things like that. Really bright monsters, and it's awesome.
Well, I always remember the black shirts, like the Iron Maiden ones. And I was never really into Iron Maiden, but gosh, I thought their stuff was cool. And then you look at the lead singer of, I'm sure it's the lead singer of Iron Maiden, who's a pilot and does all these other sorts of amazing sorts of things. So it goes to show you. But the name of that band was Ailstorm. That's who I was just
Oh,
looking
that's
up.
right.
Yeah, I couldn't remember, and I'm very ashamed of myself, but I must have inherited another wonderful trait I inherited off my father's not being able to remember.
That's just getting old, mate. I'll
So,
tell you,
yeah.
the other band that I want to mention is one out of Australia, which is TISM, which is, they always have masks on and stuff like that,
They
but
just did a
they're all
tour.
professional. Yeah, they're all professionals. You know, that's why they had their, that's why they wore their masks and things like that, because they, people do that because they have these other lives outside of music, and they just didn't want it to impact on them. So good on them. I'd
Well,
wish I could wear a mask.
I was, you've been wearing one for 3 years, mate. One of them gave you your heart attack. What are you talking about?
Yeah, true.
So you can wear a mask whenever you like.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know why you didn't wear one of your Stormtrooper ones to work. But back to whatever we were talking about. So, I always used to
Stuff.
think it was a bit naughty to listen to sorts of bands like Guns N' Roses because they had some fairly rocky kinds of lyrics in their songs. And before that was probably Kiss was a bit naughty as well. Just because of the name they had of the debauchery and the madness and everything going on. But it's interesting that it became such a thing and hooked into the whole satanic panic of the mid to late 80s where all these people in the US felt that they would organize a group to get together to try and rationalize this and steer the youth of today away from, or the youth of that day, which was us, away from various sorts of debauchery and devil music.
And you know, the other thing too was around their names of the bands, I think, which was what really got some of the, you know, the conservative people. When you're looking at names like Slayer, Metallica, Megadeth, Anthrax, look at Ozzy Osbourne, you know, biting the heads off a bat on stage. Of course, they all thought he was.
He only did it
I
once.
mean, it doesn't matter. You only have to do anything once, and everyone remembers it. You can do something 1,000 times and people won't remember it, but you do something like that. But you know, you look at that, and I think that's where they came. But it wasn't just music. They were looking at games, Dungeons and Dragons. They all thought was, you know, they started a type of uprising against it. No, what was it? Bad something or
Yeah,
other against Dungeons.
beware of Dungeons and Dragons, or
Yes. B-A-double-D,
B,
-D it
yeah,
was.
yeah, yeah. Well,
Yeah.
this is the one that I was looking at is the PMRC, and I remember I'd heard it in a lot of different songs, people talking about it, and that's the Parents Music Resource Centre, and it was started by, amongst other people, Tipper Gore, who was Al Gore's wife, so Al Gore, the vice president. And she started this for all of this, try and stop the youth being corrupted. And interestingly, they're the ones that developed the explicit lyrics sticker for albums.
Really?
Yeah, so it's because of them that they decided that they would put it on. But
I like that it had it on, because you could always tell what was going to be
what was
good
the good
music and
stuff? Yeah, that
what was a
always
good
made me
start.
want to buy it. Yeah. And they talk about the seven words, and I won't be able to use any of those words on this podcast, but there's seven words that you're not a weren't able to use in those days. And certainly when you look at it now, it's completely gone by the wayside. Nobody's really worried about that these days. In fact, a lot of the stuff that's played on the radio in the middle of the day for the kiddies to listen to, it will go and have those sorts of words. Fair enough, most of them are bleeped out, but a lot of them aren't. And you can usually put two and two together for what that word is.
Yeah, I've got some good songs from over my in my handheld device, and some of the lyrics in them, I love listening just to see. I'll put them on occasionally in the car and just to see what my wife's reaction to
Helps
them.
to build you up, helps to build your mood.
Yeah, yeah, I'm getting yelled at. Turn that filth off. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's interesting that the PMRC were the people that tried to uphold the standards in music and uphold the standards of things and look at what was morally objectionable. And they developed a list of songs which I only learned about tonight before I was looking at this, called the Filthy 15. And the Filthy 15 were songs about from various artists about different lyrical content. It says here was some of the intent behind it was to corrupt people. And you'd be amazed at who is on this actual Filthy 15 list.
I'm trying to look it up as you keep talking.
Look up PMRC, and then in the Wikipedia page, that's where I'm going to, Wikipedia, and it says the Filthy 15. And if you
Straight
have a
to it, I've
look,
gone.
I'm not going to repeat the names of the songs because I don't think I would be able to and get away with it on here, but you're all more than welcome to go and look it up. But if you have a look,
Really? Oh, my God.
Sheena Easton, Judas Priest, I can understand, some of their stuff. Well, no, not really. Twisted Sister, We're Not Going to Take It, one of the greatest songs of all time.
Yep.
Madonna, Black Sabbath, and then Cyndi Lauper at the bottom. And I couldn't remember the song that she was, what the song was that was on there. And I went and listened to it. And it was a great song. And I do actually remember
Yep.
it from the time. But yeah, it was,
Oh,
it's,
Prince is on there?
oh yeah, Prince was very suggestive.
Yeah, I know. Sheena Easton. My gosh.
And interestingly, the lead singer of Twisted Sister actually went to Congress to testify against it.
Oh,
Yeah,
that's
so.
amazing.
Yeah, and then
Amazing.
yes, and look, just to some of the names that are on there are just something else. Madonna, I guess that was when she was going through one of her stages. And interestingly, it's what the lyrical content is talking about. Look at the one that Cyndi Lauper's is
Def
about.
Leppard.
Look at the one that Cyndi Lauper's is about.
I'm trying to.
It's
Twisted
number
Sister.
15.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Yeah, don't mention it, but. It's interesting, and I'd never considered it. Having heard the song, I realized I did know it. And then I went back and looked at the lyrics as they came up, and fair enough, that's what it's about. There's no mistake in it. Now you know.
Yeah, I'm looking. Maybe. No, I can't see it.
Oh, okay. I'll show it to you another time.
No
But.
worries.
It's interesting,
Oh, there
some
it
of the
is.
things that are on there are for various sorts of things that you'd expect. But I would have thought that the one that Def Leppard was, not Def Leppard, that Black Sabbath was on there would have been about the occult, which is, the whole devil worshipping thing being called Black Sabbath. But no, that's not the one they're interested in. It's a different one. It's just
Right.
such an
I just read what it was about.
obscure and random sort of list of what this all was. It was really interesting. So anyway, they brought in the parental advisory sticker, and yeah, thus all the goods, you knew what was good stuff that you were going to be able to then to buy.
I still do now when I download music and stuff. It'll have the little E in the circle after it.
Yes, you won't find that on our podcast, good sir.
No. However,
We are
what I
wholesome.
look for.
That's how it's always going to have a bit of go in it.
Absolutely. That's my life. It's
Have
got an
you,
E after
when was the last time you bought a CD?
Last time I bought a CD, I would have to be well over 10 years ago. And it
Yeah,
was
no,
because
or we're in this. Yeah.
I was driving in the car and was in a service station and go, oh, I really like that. I'm going to get it. Cost me $15, I think.
Has your car, either of your cars, still got a CD player?
No.
It's interesting. I'd be interested to see, because CD shops are pretty well gone now anywhere you go. I'd be interested to see whether they still put those stickers on things.
Oh, they do. These are all my CDs
Oh.
in there.
Did you have that just prepared, ready to go?
No, it's sitting, as you can tell, it's very, very heavy by the sounds I'm making. Yeah, no, it's all under my desk
Yeah,
here
no.
because Yeah, I'm starting my conversation from now on. It was under my desk because I had to clear out a box I had them in, and I put them into a different box. But what I want to do is basically put them onto a hard drive through the computer.
Fair enough.
And then maybe I'll be able to store them away somewhere where I don't, maybe up in the crawl space in the ceiling
Up
or something.
in the tip.
Yeah, could be another option, according to the wife.
Yes. So,
Satanic songs.
listening to satanic songs or allegedly satanic music, did you feel that it turned you into a, I don't know,
No, no,
one of
no.
those horrible sorts of people?
I was a horrible sort of person anyway. I was a horrible kid.
Was.
Still is. No, it didn't. And I didn't know of anyone. I think all it did was make people grow their hair long, which is a real thing again these days with the mullets,
Yeah, some of them
and
don't have mullets, though. It's interesting.
wear black, and they might paint their fingernails black, or wear those choker chains that if they sneeze they probably do an artery because they got spikes on them,
Or
cut themselves. I mean,
have the wallet in the pocket with the big long chain on it that hooks onto your belt.
it saves it getting stolen.
Did you have one of them?
No.
Oh. A fad you didn't follow.
No,
I think they came
not at
around a
all.
bit after my time. I have to say, though, I still wear a lot of band shirts and most of them are black. But the main reason I wear black so much is because I'm fat.
Slimming.
Yeah, I'm fat and it
It
doesn't make me feel as bad about myself if I'm,
doesn't make you look any different, though.
No. But it makes me feel better about myself and that's what counts.
Do you see people trying to read the whole thing and sort of moving their whole head around and underneath in case they miss something?
Yeah, it's like a billboard.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but a circular one.
Okay.
I'm laughing at myself.
Yeah. Oh, right. I
Oh,
thought you
no.
were laughing at me.
I am
Yeah,
with
I
you.
noticed.
With you,
I
mate.
know. Yeah,
The other,
sure.
well, my thing to you is the job that your dad worked in, you'd think, did he ever come home and go, oh my God, the music that this kid listened to caused him to go out and, kill four
No,
people?
no.
No, never.
Now, my dad used to just say that's rubbish, turn it down. But mind you, my dad loved Boney M and Charlie Pride. They were sort of hit the top of his list and Dire Straits, but I'll give him Dire Straits because Dire
Oh,
Straits are
yeah.
pretty good.
Awesome.
But he didn't really care about any of that stuff. He thought everybody was just, they were all just ordinary,
Nuts.
terrible people. Yeah, he didn't much care for people himself. He was that kind of fella.
Yeah, but I just thought if it was so bad, and it was not that, but there was also movies, that they started going through. And you look at some of the great movies now that we look at, and you go, what a classic. A Clockwork Orange, for example. You look at it and goes, you look at that, and they would go, Taxi Driver, another one that they'd look at and go, oh, this is violent. It's just violent. Violence begets violence. That's why it's going to do it. No, it's not. I don't believe it's like that. I don't think movies, music, games, Monopoly, could that turn you into a bank robber? I look at it that way.
Yeah, I find that connection hard to believe as well. And I think that it's probably the other way around. If you have those traits of you want to go out and do those sorts of things, then that's probably the sort of stuff you're going to look at rather than looking at that stuff made you that way. I think that you've just picked it up and they're the things that resonate with you. But anyway, that's getting a bit deep and philosophical. I mean, yeah, but anyway, so no, I don't know. I don't think that it's made much difference. And like I said, certainly now societies have changed a lot of what it's prepared to accept. And there's a lot of things that you would never have dreamed of singing or saying or having done
But even in
back in
movies on
85, you know.
TV, even movies on TV, I don't think, there was never the F word in a movie on TV. Now it's you get them in just regular shows,
You can get one in a PG-13 movie. You get one
and
of those words in, and it's still
and
PG-13.
yeah and yeah, but back in the day on TV, you'd never have seen it, just never. I used to look and watch the Stallone movie Cobra and think, oh my God, with the axes and, the killings and stuff like that, but hasn't turned me into a serial killer or anything like that, or a mass murderer, or wanted to join a gang. And that's the thing. You never came across a group of people who were trying to actively recruit people into taking a chook out of, because everyone had chooks. There wasn't just a massive amount of chooks being, occasionally a goat would get killed and people go, oh, you should have seen it.
Or
It was like
frogs. Frogs was another
yeah,
one.
or a satanic cult or something like that. And I'm going, no, it probably just got
Hit
killed
by a ute.
by, it got shot and left there and animals strewn the bones everywhere. But no, they've got a, I think it's about that sensationalism sometimes.
And you
People
still see
lead bored
people.
lives.
You still see people want to have goat's head skulls and things like that sitting in the front of the yard and all these other sorts of things. I don't know why. I don't know why goats are so maligned. I actually quite like goats. They're not too bad, especially those little ones that hop around and faint all the time. But goats aren't too bad. They've got weird eyes, but you know.
I had a goat skull with the big horns on it on the kids' cubby house
Yeah.
when we lived out in the bush. It was on the kids' cubby house. I didn't say, you can't go
Did
and
you
play
wear
in
it?
the
Did you wear it on a full moon to sacrifice people to
only on a
the
blood
corn?
moon and only on a blood moon and the robes. I'd never really fitted into them. They didn't like taking them up because it looked like a skirt on someone else. But
Yeah,
yeah,
I think
my
goat.
kids would go and play in them.
I quite in goat skulls.
In the cubby house with the goat skulls.
I think goats are a little bit maligned. I think it's their weird eyes and the funny noises that they make. I ever tell you about my weird-eyed story?
No,
When I
please do.
lived in Sydney and I worked in an emergency department there, I went through a stage of wearing contact lenses because my eyes are terrible, and I used to always get coloured contact lenses because my eyes are hazel or whatever hazel means. That's what I keep getting told they're called. I thought they were like a greeny brown, so I'd wear green just to make them.
Dirt color.
So I'd wear green ones just to make them, sparkle a little
Pop.
bit more.
Make your eyes pop.
But I got also then went and bought one blue one.
Just one.
Great. Yeah, just one. So then I had one blue and one green. Was it one blue? No, it was brown. One brown and one green. So the green was really quite striking. And it used to be a thing, if you had kids crying and say, "Have a look at my eyes. Are they the same color?" And anyway, one middle of the one night shift, it was a full moon. There was a psych patient came in. He was off his head. And I was talking to him and he looked at me and said, "You got different colored eyes." I said, "Yeah, I do." He said, "You look like a border collie." I went, "All right, thanks for that." And then we just got on with it again. That's always stuck with me. He didn't feel in any way that he needed to be polite about it or, tiptoe around. "No, you look like a border collie." Just met
Great
him. Just
story.
met him first
Thanks.
time. Nice. Hello, mate.
That's oh hello, that fits in well with
The theme of
the
me
story.
being of the satanic music.
Is it because you thought he was going to say that he thought you were the devil?
Nah, just it was a different story. I don't think he ever thought I was the devil. I did look to try and get red ones, but I got warned against that. That was probably,
Why?
and that was before because it may upset people.
And you didn't follow through.
Back then, and it cost money, cost money, and yeah. So anyway, anything else you want to say about satanic music and the satanic
No,
panic?
look, I think the satanic panic was, if you look that up, it was quite significant,
I don't
through
know
the 80s.
I don't know if in Australia it was as big a deal, but it certainly was
It
over there.
started to, because we were always, so back in when we were kids, we didn't have everything at our fingertips. So everything was 3 to 6 months after the US. So it was the satanic panic would have got here, and I remember it did. There'd be things in papers, and but over there it was, made into be something that was more sinister and more of that. It was the government were involved. There were people in government who were Satanists and controlling lots of different things. And it was a lot of stuff around child torture and sacrifice and all of those sorts of things. They had the then they had, what was it, some sort of act come in, or some sort of around, just trying to remember what it, the Satan or the sadistic something or other act, where it was they were using it for trying to be protective of children, and they kept just carrying on about how there's lots of people that were more in higher in schools trying to do this and get into it. Was just this really really poorly handled, and it there was a
Well, it was
book.
hysteria, and
It was, but
it
it
was
came a lot of it.
manufacturing hysteria.
A lot of it actually came from, I think there was a book, and it was Michelle Remembers, and it was around a trial where she was saying that when she was, in psychology, going to psychologists and that, and psychiatrists, that she remembers that this happened to her when she was a child, and she was under the, being tortured and all of this sort of stuff. And then I think it was more that she had a mental health disorder, and they didn't know what that was back then. So, the satanic ritual abuse. So they were talking about the SRA, the satanic ritual abuse, and things like
Yeah,
that.
okay. Yeah, well, that was back way back when, back in the
That was
dark
in the
ages.
early,
That's
that was
well
in
in the dark
early 80s, though.
ages. Yeah, but even in back in the dark ages, they thought that, a lot of mental health issues were with the devil inside you, and that's where they used to put holes in your brain to let the bad spirits out and all those sorts of things so that your skull whistled when you walked.
And but it was a lot of Christianity fundamentalist type things, but I'm not going to get into all of
Yeah,
that, but
let's avoid
that was
that,
a
eh?
yeah or I'm, that's all I'm
Yep,
saying. There's
no.
lots of different drivers in behind it, but anyway, so yeah, but it,
So did
and
your
with
parents
it,
ever try to stop you listening to stuff?
no,
No, neither did
if
mine.
my
They were, I don't even know if they knew what I was listening to.
No, I think the predilection for anything like that to happen now is so easy, because people get roped into all sorts of different fads and different sort of culty type things anyway. So if it was going to happen, I think it'd be more prevalent now than when I was a kid, because there was no way of doing it. Were they going to send a letter to your house? You'd just get an email now saying, "Are you interested in this?" Never got a letter sent to your house by some group.
No,
So,
which is good.
yeah, I
Apart
mean,
from
everything's.
chain mail, but they never really had your name on it, and you usually came from someone you knew anyway.
That's why I always give out numbers of my mates. So they, the easiest thing when I get phone calls now, I say my wife deals with it and give them her number.
You can pretend you got chest pain, and they hang up real quick.
No, they even ring my work phone. I just tell them, "You've rung a hospital, don't you?" And they go, "Oh, sorry," and hang up really quick.
Oh, do they
Because it's
really?
just, yep. Absolutely. I get probably 2 a week, and I've only been there part time. So it's
Yes.
amazing. I'd
Yes.
say someone's put it down as a random number.
Yeah,
But
fair enough.
anyway,
All right.
Satanism.
No,
That's what we
probably
won't talk
around. It
about
says,
that.
aren't we talking about other any others? Yeah, anyway, I don't think we get into that, but I don't know that the
No, that's what I'm
music of
saying.
the
That's what we were
80s is
talking about it.
I don't
Yeah.
know that the music of the 80s has made people any better or worse than the music of today. I think like anything, if you're looking, well, I guess the other thing is,
Never did, mate.
well, I guess the other thing about it was, before that was when if you play a record backwards, it's got different
Oh,
meaning or it
yes.
tells you how to sing to the devil or, you could, have you ever tried to
Oh.
listen? Firstly, I don't know how you play a record backwards. You have to,
You
I
just
always
sit
thought,
there and spin it
spin it
back
with
the
your
other
finger.
way.
Is that what you have to do? Well, you could be
Yeah.
bothered doing that to listen on the off chance that you might have a message to the Lord,
That's
to the
where
Dark
scratching
Lord.
came. That's where scratching probably came from.
All this scratching's making
Devil.
me itch. Yeah, no, I
I'm just
don't.
looking at playing records backwards, because there's
But
particular songs.
it's amazing how they thought that who, but and who could write that? Who is that talented that they could write a song where you could make it clear that if you play it backwards at half the speed, it sounds like you're worshiping the devil. I don't get that. The only thing
They
about it
call
is it
Yeah,
go.
and that's what, of course you're playing it at a slower pace too. So if you play them forward at a pace like that, yeah, it's called backmasking in
No,
Wikipedia.
okay.
So I'm just trying to find
Who could be
whether they've
bothered?
got examples in there. Oh, the Beatles song, remember? Revolution 9, Fuel
Oh,
the
yeah. Was,
Paul is dead, urban legend.
Oh, man,
Paul
if you
is.
ever want to get into that, that's something else. The whole Beetle Bill with Billy Shears, that's a really interesting sort of thing, what people believe in.
Yeah, I just look at it and go, like you said, who'd have time to get on there?
Or the inclination to want to do it.
Yeah, and oh, if you go on to Wikipedia and you just have a look of list of backmasked messages, there's a whole list there of the album, the name of the artist, and the message. So I'm looking at it going, really? The Beatles? There's one, two, yep. Two songs by the Beatles. But I'm
But they
just
weren't
looking
about
through.
Satanism, though, were they? One was about them confessing that they've covered up for Paul because he's dead.
Yeah, there's that one. And then another one was Turned Out Nice Again. I don't know. It just to me, it's just another group. Oh, it's funny. Go and have a look at them. It's just some of the things that they've got in there. Deep Purple, Def Leppard, Drowning Pool, the Dukes of ELO. ELO's got one, two, three, with three, and it's got various messages from various songs on one of them.
Okay. Fair
And
enough.
just you're looking at it and you go, really? I'm gonna have to go and
But
listen to these.
I don't know. Look, fair enough. Back in those days, where they, back in the day, where it was something a little bit controversial. But nowadays, who cares? They can just say it outright.
Yeah.
And I mean, who sits and
And
tries to listen to stuff backwards? Anyway.
yeah, who knows?
All
Who
right,
knows?
mate. Well, on
All
that
right.
note, thanks for that.
Yeah.
Anything you want to plug?
No, not at all. Great to be doing what we're doing.
Yeah, and thanks to everybody who stuck with us. If you've got any comments or any songs that you want to tell us about that you've heard backwards, or something that influenced you in the Satanic Panic, or something that turned you towards the Dark Lord, then let us know. Onceweschoolpodcast@gmail.com.
Is that Darth Vader or the devil,
Yeah,
the Dark Lord?
depends who you identify with, really. I guess, whoever speaks your language is, I guess, one of those sorts of things. But yeah, thanks for sticking with us. Shout out to Shaniqua.
Hey, Shaniqua. Hey, girl.
And thank you for, perseverance. Thanks for telling a friend. Thanks for getting us out there in the downloads, and we really appreciate it. Hopefully we're coming along, and we're going to be a little bit more consistent. I've noticed from editing all those episodes today that we actually say that on every episode. So it goes to show you how far in between we are recording. So anyway, thanks for that, Wee. Thanks very
None of
much.
that's going to make sense because when this gets released, it's going to be, but there was one 2 weeks ago.
And if you listen to this backwards, listen to the things, you can hear me telling you all the home truths about how I really feel about Wee.
Things like, I love him. He
Yeah,
is awesome.
he is the best. Yeah, remember, evil backwards is love. All right.
Yeah.
Talk to you later on, Wee. Thanks very much, buddy. Catch you soon.
Thanks, Dave. Bye-bye.